How could a man suffer such wounds and still stand? They looked dead. More came groaning and limping towards them, with arms outstretched. Darek notched another arrow and loosed it at the first man with the carved skin. It struck him, and he fell. "Come on, lad! To the horses! We ride!" called Hagen. The guardsman loosed another arrow. The arrow struck, and the man staggered, but just came forward again, snarling. The naked man began to get up again. The guardsman panicked. Hagen shouted again, "Come on! Run!" Darek turned and froze at what he saw before him. Brannik stood there, pale and splattered with blood. His eyes, dead and black, like the old man. Brannik lunged at the surprised guardsman and sank his teeth deep into his arm. Hagen grabbed the guardsman's shoulder and pulled him free. Brannik took a chunk of flesh from his arm, and blood ran down his chin as he chewed at it.
"I think you ought to know. I'm feeling very depressed," it said. Its voice was low and hopeless. "Oh, God," muttered Zaphod, and slumped into a seat.
"Well," said Trillian, in a bright, compassionate tone, "here's something to occupy you and take your mind off things."
"It won't work," droned Marvin. "I have an exceptionally large mind."
"Marvin," warned Trillian.
"All right," said Marvin. "What do you want me to do?"
"Go down to number 2 entry bay and bring the 2 aliens up here under surveillance." With a microsecond pause and a finely calculated micromodulation of pitch and timbre, nothing you could actually take offence at, Marvin managed to convey his utter contempt and horror of all things human.
"Just that," he said.
"Yes," said Trillian firmly.
"I won't enjoy it."
"The pox factories of the plague planet have blessed my flesh with the most exquisite feculence. I yearn to spread my separating gifts amidst the dull creatures of the Imperium."
"Matey, this is not the way. We have to move to the left."
"Okay, let's give it a try. What's your plan?"
"Pendulum repel. We need to get left into the hose. It is a maneuver used to move to the left or right of your climbing line when you cannot climb higher on the ground on which you find yourself, and it is too difficult to traverse. One climber lowers themselves using tension from the rope and then tries to claw and swing in the direction they want to go until they can belay in a better position. Andreas Hinterstoisser used a similar technique in 1936 to gain access to the first ice field on his attempt on the north face of the Eiger. His successful tension traverse was also the cause of his demise. Once the traverse was made, it could never be reversed, and in attempting to retreat, he and his friends all died. For a moment, the sense of history plays on my mind. Jack had made traverses like this in Yosemite, on rock, but this was not the same at all. At least Jack's attempt at Seract Diritissima has bought us some useful height for the rope maneuver, so I let him belay me down as I try to claw my way as far to the left as possible, like the bob on the end of a pendulum with a mind of its own.
"I am minded to raise you to the position that you have craved and dreamt of for so long. I am, though, reticent. My friend, you are the finest apprentice I have ever tutored, and there is no one I would trust more between here and the Golden Throne. Because of this, I am loath to place the burden of our high office on you. Its glitter is a lie, and its rewards are no more than the dry ash of a funeral pyre."
The girl stood and leaned closer to the camera.
"Wait."
Her voice as soft as a kiss on the neck. She walked off camera, returned with an acoustic guitar. She perched forward, still smiling, and strummed fast, simple chords. Her face hardened, and she broke into song, high-pitched punk screams.
"What do you like? What do you like? Tell me what you like! Tell me what you like! What do you like? Do you like? Do you really like? Tell me what you like! What you like! I wanna know! 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 I wanna...